John, it certainly has. Yeah, very comprehensive win in the beat Sligo by 31-8 to open their account for this season. You know, first game of the season, it's always very hard to know what's going to happen. Wigan's at six debutants. Sligo had a fair few themselves as well. And this, anyone in Galway will know, a really, really strong gale force that was blowing towards the clubhouse end and a fair bit of rain in between as well. Wigan's had the breeze in the first half. Sligo actually took an early lead to a Ewan Brown penalty, but Wigan's owned the rest of the half. And after 12 minutes, they took the lead. Their first try of the season came from Rob Deasy, who finished off multiple phases on the line in a typical barnstorming effort at the foot of the post. Stevie Mannion converted. Wigan's then made hard work of the second quarter to convert their possession into points. In fact, it just wasn't going for them at all. Liam Angerman had the ball slapped out of his hand when he was diving over the line. It sort of sums it up a bit. And with 2 minutes to go to half-time, they only had a four-point lead. And we were thinking, gosh, this really doesn't cut it with that, with Sligo having that breeze of the backs in the second half. But 10 points in that two-minute period before the break was crucial, all through Stevie Mannion hands and boot. He took up to take a penalty on 38 minutes just to stretch the lead to seven. And then an opportunist try right in the stroke of halftime. He scooped up a loose ball. He darted over and converted. And 17-3 was a much more respectable and a fair portrayal of the balance of power. It showed that Wigan's were better poised. In the second half, Sligo, of course, from the restart, they took the game to Wigan, set up camp in the 22. But Wigan's were excellent in the third quarter. They really were. They played a wonderful continuity possession game, breaking out, and some really good line kicking into the teeth of that breeze from halfbacks Luke Cassidy, one of the debutants, and Stevie Mannion, who was playing at 10. They really were excellent. And on 50 minutes, they scored a try. I think it was Johnny Terblanche, one of the debutants from six. Won't lie to you, John, I was 120 yards away, sheltering under the clubhouse doorway, and he scored at the far end down by the Renmore Road. But I think it was him, and Mannion with an excellent conversion into the teeth of a cross breeze. And Wigan's owned it then. They were much stronger up front, winning penalties at set piece and regularly at the breakdown. And Mannion capped a memorable day for him. He scored his brace on 71 minutes. A beautiful chip collected just outside the 22, and he scampered over and converted for good measure. So it was really well done. Sligo, to the credit, kept plucking away, and scrum half Jacob Fleming, he scored the very last play to at least give them a try and bring the scoreline back to a final run of 31-8. So good day for Wigan's. A lot of debutants, and something symbolic. Our finishing halfbacks, Luke Hassley 9, Callum Elwood 10. Wigan's fans will recognise those surnames well. John Cass and Eric Elwood, the dads, two very proud men. The future is here, maybe now already, John. You can't say much after one game, but a good start for Wigan's. And Brendan Guilfoyle can't be much happier than that, I think.